Well, from Ukraine, let's turn to the home front, and specifically Florida. Florida's first-term governor, Rick Scott, is expected to face a difficult re-election this fall. But the state's Republican-dominated legislature just made it a little easier, passing a budget and bills that Republican lawmakers said would help their guy going forward. His challenger is expected to be Republican-turned-Democrat and former governor Charlie Crist. And one of the moves lawmakers made was to roll back the fee Crist instituted on registering cars and trucks. In another move that raised eyebrows, they approved in-state college tuition for undocumented immigrants in Florida. Mark Caputo is political writer for the Miami Herald, but apparently, Mark, without a lot of pull because you're stuck in traffic on your cell phone. So welcome back.
Yeah, well, welcome to Miami.
Yeah, right. Well, let's take a look at what your legislature just did last week. Potential landmines in that approval of college tuition. And in another vote, Florida lawmakers approved medical marijuana. But take the college tuition first. Wasn't Governor Scott previously against this?
Yes, he was previously against it before he was for it, just like Charlie Crist. Unlike Charlie Crist, though, the current governor made some misleading statements about his prior opposition. He said his support for the issue has been constant. It hasn't. In 2011, he told Newsmax, a conservative website, that he opposed in-state tuition for illegal immigrants. Now he supports it. The legislature has obliged, passed the bill. He's going to sign it.
Okay. Well, won't this anger his base, though? Why did Republicans help push it through?
Well, they pushed it through in great part because a lot of them actually believe it's the right thing to do. It might anger some Republicans, but what makes Republicans even more angry is the concept of Charlie Crist as governor, so I think that's no harm, no foul. In the end, when you look at the illegal immigration issue, the children of illegal immigrants, that is, people brought here illegally or who are in the country illegally as immigrants, they're here because they were kids, though they're perceived differently than, say, adults who cross over. So it's not like a blanket amnesty bill that would really enrage people who have more conservative or hardline views on immigration. Generally speaking, this polls very well. It certainly polls very well among Hispanic voters. And over time, in Florida, certainly nationwide, the Republican Party has felt a need to start making more inroads with minority voters, specifically Hispanic voters, and this is one way to do it. Does this mean that Hispanic voters are going to vote in droves for Rick Scott? No. But does this mean that it's going to undercut some of the talking points of Democrats who say that Rick Scott's policies have been quote-unquote anti-Hispanic? Yes. It certainly makes it easier to do some of the outrage.
Well, Mark, you just said something that made me think about how mind-bending this must be for Floridians. You've got a former governor who was a Republican, is now a Democrat, Charlie Crist, expected to be the contender for the seat of governor. And then you've got Rick Scott, who said something previously that he doesn't now believe. Just how are they stacking up in the polls?
Well, right now it does look like it's a battle of flip-floppery and I'm rubber and you're glue-ism between Charlie Crist and Rick Scott. They keep accusing each other of doing what each other is doing. But right now the polls suggest that Charlie Crist is a little better at it. He's winning in most polls. If he's not outside of the margin of error, he's just inside of it. I think when you average everything out, he's anywhere between 2 and maybe 5 points ahead, Charlie Crist is.
Yeah.
It's still early. You know, it's May, elections in November. And that's a lot of ball to be played. Republican Governor Rick Scott has spent at least $20 million on TV and on digital outreach and on campaign work. Charlie Crist has not spent nearly as much. And right now, that investment Rick Scott has made has not made much of a difference in the polls. But, you know, this is just a first act. We got a lot of time to go, and Rick Scott has a lot of money, and it makes a difference.
Well, and just stay with Rick Scott for a second to remind people, he was the venture capitalist and former healthcare executive whose company, by the way, paid the largest Medicare fraud settlement in American history. He led opposition to what became known as Obamacare, but then last year reversed course, agreed to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. We know that the polls show President Obama isn't doing very well, but people have been signing up for the Affordable Care Act. So, you know, conservatives were outraged when he expanded Medicaid, but how are Floridians looking at that issue now, health care?
Well, Obamacare is still perceived as being more negative than a positive, but Florida is one of the states that leads the nation in Obamacare signups. in part, that's because we also lead the nation in having one of the highest rates of the uninsured.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, we should note one thing, Mark, before we let you go, that Republican and other lawmakers in Florida failed to pass the zombie apocalypse bill. This was a move to allow people to carry concealed weapons in an emergency like an evacuation. We just have a couple seconds. But why did that go down?
Well, the bill went down largely because the Florida Sheriff's Association opposed this. It was an NRA bill that was designed to give people the right to bring their gun without a concealed permit if they were under a mandatory evacuation. Florida Sheriff's Association got too nervous about too many people in a disaster situation walking around with guns.
Maybe because they also called it the zombie apocalypse bill. Mark Caputo of the Miami Herald, thanks as always.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.